Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Three victims of last week's shooting at a Wausau cemetery have been identified. 52-year-old Patricia Grimm was killed. The Pine Grove Cemetery website says she was the manager there. Her funeral is today in Wausau. 60-year-old William Buse remains in critical condition, and 70-year-old Rosemilia Short was treated and released. All the victims are from Wausau. Shooting suspect Henry West is being held on a $1 million bond. The 64-year-old West is a former worker at the cemetery who was fired 7 years ago. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help with his medical bills. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has certified the town of Boulder Junction as a telecommuter forward community. Wisconsin is the first state to encourage telecommuting in this manner. The goal is to have more people work from home, but it requires higher speed internet access. Boulder Junction Economic Development Committee Chair Dennis Oxstick says this program encourages towns to upgrade broadband so more people can work from home.
Employers recognize that telecommuting increases productivity, reduces turnover, establishes a better work-life balance for the employee, takes commuting out of the situation, and that is a benefit for our environment.
The state requires the local governments to support telecommuting and have one person in charge of the program. As Economic Development Committee Chair, Oxstick is the point of contact.
As a single point of contact, the chairman has the responsibility to coordinate and partner with broadband providers, realtors, economic development professionals, employers, employees, and other telecommuting stakeholders.
The program helps promote telecommuting, and with an area with bountiful beauty, also attracts people who would like to work here. He says Boulder Junction has a large number of second homes, and it makes it desirable for telecommuting. And the market is tight and prices continue to inch up. That assessment from Wisconsin Realtors Association when looking at August numbers, which are the most recent. Wisconsin home sales fell by a modest margin, even as median prices moved up sharply in August. Existing home sales fell 2% compared to August of 2018, while median prices rose 9% over the same period to $206,000. Economist David Clark works with the association. Especially in urban areas, the shortage of listing is fueling higher prices.
That's really what's been pushing up our prices and constraining our sales is the tight supply, even as demand continues to be relatively strong.
He says the low unemployment rates build demand for housing. Clark says mortgage rates are falling to around 3.6%, making housing more affordable. In the Northwoods, prices rose 3.6%, while sales slipped 2% from a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, the picture is similar, comparing the first 8 months of 2019 to the first 8 months of 2018. Home sales dropped 3.2%, while prices rose 7.6%. The parent of a Madison Elementary student is facing felony charges for seriously injuring a school employee last month. 42-year-old Ronald Schultz was upset about the new sign-in policy at Lakeview Elementary School. Witnesses say he injured the female employee's arm as he pushed past her while trying to enter the child's school. Prosecutors say that worker may need to have shots to her spine to help deal with the pain. And the Beloit City Council is giving its approval to a development agreement connected to Amazon distribution centers. The big project would be located at the Gateway Business Park. City Manager Lori Curtis Luther says Beloit won't have to contribute anything to get the center built. The facility will cover 1 million square feet on 80 acres of land. The Greater Beloit Economic Development Corporation will sell the property for just $80 to facilitate the project. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for sunny skies to continue, with a high near 67, gusty winds. Tonight clear, low 45. Wednesday sunny, high 68, again windy. By Thursday, there is a slight chance of afternoon showers and skies clouding up again. And then Thursday night showers are likely, low 54. Friday showers, high near 60. Then by Saturday, a high near 39. And Sunday, rain and snow possible. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.